Hi, and welcome to the Game Slave, episode 48. Today we have a simulator. And I have a few topics for us today. First of all, seeing how as we just had BlizzCon, I'm going to talk a little about World of Warcraft and what's been going on this week in it. And StarCraft a little bit. Not too much. You've probably been having a bit of a BlizzCon overload, so I won't stay on these for too horribly long. Promise. Maybe. Anywho, let's go ahead and start with StarCraft. Blizzard has announced they're going to have four maps that they're releasing that they made for that wonderful little game. And they've also announced that we aren't going to be looking forward to Heart of the Swarm anytime real soon. They said that making it out in 2011 would be really pushing it, so most likely we're looking at a 2012 release window for the next stage in the StarCraft story. The folks over at IGN did an interview with them, and we found that not even the whole story for StarCraft II has been completely written yet. They're still working on it, and there is more twists and turns that we can expect to come to us. So this could be rather interesting. It'll be nice to see how they take the StarCraft world. And yeah, as I said, I wasn't going to stay on that very long. As for World of Warcraft, this week we have seen Hollow's End, and with it we have seen many slayings of the Headless Horseman. We could, say something about, well, if how can you slay him so many times? This time, we can at least use the excuse of he's a ghost. So maybe after we slay his head, it just comes back and inhabits something else. We've also seen plenty of fires being put in all the Horde and Alliance towns, such as Bryl, Falconwing Square, and I don't play Alliance, so I can't remember any of their little. It's basically the town between the starting town and the capital city. Those are catching fire quite often. He seems to like to go set them on fire. Fortunately, there's conveniently placed big things of water. And if I remember right, the past few years when you did this, you grab the bucket, run there, and throw it in the building, repeat. Now, if you can get people to work together, which is kind of what this game is all about, you can do a fire line where you toss the bucket to one person and then they toss it to the next. If they already have a bucket in there, it's in their inventory, it's kind of wasted and it just splashes on the ground and there's a little graphic so you can see who didn't toss their bucket of water in time or who missed when tossing it to the next guy. It's kind of a neat little mechanic. It does require teamwork. Personally, I think Falconwing Square is a lot easier to deal with than Bryl, because in Bryl, the back of the city hall gets set on fire, where the water bucket is on the opposite side of the road on the front side of City Hall. So it takes a lot of time to walk around there, and I think they're kind of banking on there always being more players in Bryl in order to put out the fire than you will find in areas such as Falconwing Square. But this is some people are going to be doing these in order to get their achievements for What a Strange Long Trip It's Been, which after many of us have probably spent the 5,000 gold to get our 310% flight speeds, Blizzard then announced that if you get What a Long Strange Trip It's Been, you'll get the 310 for free. So if all you were missing was the hallowed achievement, and you went and spent the 310 because originally they said if you didn't have the 310 before patch 4.0.1 went live, then you weren't going to get it. Congratulations, you wasted 5,000 gold pieces. But hey, it's only digital fake money, so who cares? On top of that, don't forget to slay the horseman. Try to do once a week, once a day, so you can get his wonderful flying mount. And you can use, you can all, if you are just looking to get the achievements itself and you've already slayed him once and don't want to do it again, you can get the Hollowed Helm, I believe, and the Sinister Squashling through trick or treating, which I got the Blasted Squashling 3 times before I got a stupid toothpick. Toothpicks are evil. Evil! Anywho. Moving on. Connect comes out here in just a week or so, and with it comes news of how much that damn thing cost to make them. Looks like the initial Kinect prototype cost around $30,000, according to the New York Times. So, in retrospect, considering it cost them that much in order just to make the prototype, I guess we can't really argue about it being $150 upon the sale for just the Kinect unit when being sold. It's going to be interesting to see how Kinect does. I think last week I mentioned on how mostly it seems like it's going to be a lot of sports and workout games. So I'm probably going to actually be holding off on it until I see something a bit more substantial come out of the woodwork for it. And yes, I do mean more than a snowboarding or Sonic Freeriders game. Moving on. Yeah, that one was short, wasn't it? Tribes. We all loved it. Great. Multiplayer. If I went back and played it, it'd probably still be great. The jetpacks worked wonderful. You had vehicles. Great stuff. Well, the same studio that's doing a Global Agenda, which is a high-res studios, has acquired the rights to the Tribes franchise. And what are they going to do with it? An MMO, baby. That's right, we're going to have another PvP-focused MMO to work on, but in a universe we know that we might actually care about in some cases. So we'll get to see, probably have it a bit more fleshed out, what's going on between all, why is each team fighting somebody else. Overall, I'm looking forward to it. Hopefully I'll actually be able to play it. And for those of you that are interested in trying to ensure your spot in the beta once they have it, anybody who is at the level cap for the Global Agenda, their MMO real-time strategy game that they're putting out right now, will have priority for the invitations in the Tribes MMO when they get it out to it. And they're looking, let's see, alpha testing is set to currently start in early 2011, so they've been working on this for a little bit, hopefully. Keep you updated as more news on that comes out. And let's keep our fingers crossed. And let's see, that's really all I have on the video game side things, but I do have a little bit stuff on the anime side. I've been watching one of Funimation's new shows through Netflix called Kaze no Stigma. Basically, this is a story about a gentleman who left Japan because his family basically considered him an outcast. They were a group of fire mages, and he could never get fire magic down. So he was originally supposed to be the head of this family, too. So when he couldn't get fire down and he got his butt beaten in a duel with only one fire blast, they disowned him. Don't worry, he wasn't hurt too much as a young child, because apparently the spirits of fire protect this family, so they cannot be burned. I know, a little convenient, considering what their powers are. So our main character left Japan, went and trained far away, and now he is back. He has learned what these fire mages always consider to be a far less powerful form of magic, wind magic. And normally, I suppose they could be correct that it would traditionally have been less powerful, except for the fact that he has kicked all their butts so far when it comes up to it. Even their most powerful fire mage was unable to damage him, which was his father. It was kind of like a duel to prove, hey, I've made it on my own now, and by the way, I hate you. He doesn't like the family, as he calls it. And then some chick, which I don't remember her name either, we're just going to call her Red because of her red hair. She's inherited this sword, which supposedly gives her these powers, makes her more powerful. But she seems to really just fly off the handle and get angry at stuff real easily. Her voice is also kind of annoying, or the way she plays her character, because, well, she jumps off the handle real quick. She doesn't stop and think things through. And this almost gets her killed a few times. And she gets in trouble quite often with her father for this, who is obviously the current head of the family. Overall, though, I'm enjoying the series. the main character doesn't really pull any punches when he doesn't need to. He goes all out with his powers. By the fourth episode, at least, you realize how much power he truly has. And kind of makes me wonder, though, where are they going with it from there? If they've already shown, hey, he had to pull out the big guns in episode four, what are they going to do after that? Also, something I've enjoyed about this series so far is it's not overladen with fan service. The most fan service I've really seen so far, again, came in episode four after they defeated the villain. The female, Red's clothes were rather torn up, and he made a comment about that. But that was really about it, and it wasn't for very long. So if you're not big on the fan service, but you kind of like a more action-oriented anime, this may be up your alley. I plan on doing a full review on this later, so look forward to that. And that is all that I have for today. A little bit of site news that I have for you guys. Remember, there are t-shirts that are up in the GameSlave store for long sleeves, so go ahead and head over there and grab them. And remember, the 29th is the deadline for that 30% off coupon for with an order of three or more. So don't let that pass you by. Also, our forums are officially up and running now, so you can find them from the forum link on the navigation on the main site, thegameslave.com, or you can go straight to them at forum.thegameslave.com. Feel free to register. It's going a little differently than I thought was initially planning it. Last week I said I was going to have people send emails to me if they wanted to register. Instead, I'll just approve the registrations as they come in. People who register will have limited access to the boards, and as I approve them, which will probably be pretty quickly at this time, at this moment in time, they will get full access at that point. Well, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to send me an email at mail.thegameslave.com. As I said, our store is at spreadshirt.thegameslave.com. And you can find our main site at www.thegameslave.com. Any questions or comments, feel free to send us emails. And in the meantime, game on!